Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Reb T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through the Ramban's letter. We talk the introduction, we talk the letter, we talk many different lessons. Now we're up to lesson 12, looking at the phrase V'ka'asher tisnahig b'midas ha'anava lehispo sheish mikol adam ulehispachad mimenu. Again, this is the letter for the ages from Art School with the wonderful commentary of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer. And we're looking at this phrase now, when your actions display genuine humility, when you stand meekly before man and fearfully before Hashem. Rav Nachman Tzvi Finkel, known as the Altar of Slabodka, constantly emphasized that all men are precious, for they are made in the image of God. Everybody has Selam Elokim. And for the Jewish people, we all have that Pintala Yid inside of us. When one showers others with kindness and respect, he thus also honors God himself. The first resolution recorded in the Altar Spiritual Diary was to try to be extremely careful of my fellow man's honor, with patience, with a soft answer, never once to get excited, to find ways daily, at the very least weekly, of benefiting my friends. When you have a selfless-oriented orientation, you could always think of others and always try to think how you could help others, how you could give to other people. Mesillas Yesharim also writes that although Hashem has endowed every individual with different abilities, one should not become unduly proud on their account. Each advantage was meant to be shared. One who is wealthy may rejoice in his lot, but at the same time, he must help those in need. If one is strong, then he must assist the weak. The situation of the world is similar to a large household where there are many different servants assigned to different tasks. Each servant must fulfill his own appointed chore. If the affairs and needs of the household are to be managed properly, there's really no room for pride here. Further on, the Mesillas Yesharim also points out an idea to monitor one's response to fortune. As one's wealth increases, his pride should wane, so more wealth, less pride. Similar to that of a beggar who accepts gifts of kindness yet is also humbled because of them. The more he receives, the greater his feeling of indebtedness. Thus King David reacts to Hashem's kindness by saying in Tehillim, "How can I repay Hashem for all his kindness to me?" And if you think about Rav Moshe Feinstein, in addition to being a great giant in Torah knowledge, he also was a paragon of piety and a wonderful midos. Someone once asked Rav Moshe what merit he had become so revered by all Jews. He replied, "I have never knowingly caused any hurt to another human being." His respect for others was there on a daily level. One man recalled a Rav Moshe once failed to notice him as he walked by. 10 steps later, Rav Moshe literally turned around, came back, greeted the man, and then, to make up for the oversight, spent some time talking with him. One day, as he walked through the lobby of his apartment building, a woman held the front door open for him. The next day, Rav Moshe was in the lobby and noticed the woman approaching the door. This time, he rushed over to hold the door for her. "No, no, no," she protested, but to no avail. And then, after concluding an address to a gathering on the east side, Rav Moshe quickly made his way toward the exit. As he neared the door, the chairman of the gathering introduced the next speaker, a respected Rav of an east side congregation. Rav Moshe stopped at the door, turned back, and retook his seat for the duration of the Rav's address. He feared that some might misinterpret his exit as a lack of regard for the Rav, certainly not his intention. Someone who assisted Rav Moshe for a number of years once asked him, "Why does the Rosh Yeshiva permit phone calls to disturb his learning during the day? Would it not be more practical to accept calls at specific hours only?" So Rav Moshe replied, "There is a trace of arrogance in telling someone that I cannot be disturbed and he must call me back at my convenience. That is not for me." And after concluding a meeting, Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky stood in discussion with each other for a moment before entering a waiting car. As they took their seats, Rav Yaakov chose to sit next to the driver, while Rav Moshe seated himself in the back. After Rav Moshe alighted from the car, Rav Yaakov explained to the driver the reason for the delay. "We were discussing who would be getting off first. That person we decided should sit in the back. Were he to sit in the front, you would be left alone there. When he left the car with your remaining passenger in the back, it would have looked as if you were nothing more than a chauffeur." When we think about the ideas, when we think about midos, we can learn from people, different sages and different characters throughout our lives, throughout the ages, throughout the stages. Rav Moshe was around not in such past history, in more recent history, and it's a paradigm of someone we can learn from how to try to look at others and treat others and respect others, no matter the person, no matter what they are or not in your life. Everyone deserves respect. We talk about it on all the shows all the time. Anyone who interacts with you, anyone who helps you, anyone who benefits you, anyone that gives anything to you, even if it's a toll booth person, even if it's the barista, even if it's a garbage man or the mailman, anybody that helps you in some way should always be given the respect, should always be given the courtesy of the day and the peace of mind in order to be able to interact. We talked the other week about that wonderful story about the guy by the gas station who was heartbroken when he found out that a great rabbi passed away, and everybody asked him, why is he so sad? What was he to the rabbi? And the gas station attendant explained that he was the only person that took the time to actually talk to him every day that he came to fill up his car. Every time he looked forward to seeing that rabbi, the only person that personally took an interest in this man's life. And to have such an effect on a person, he didn't even know the rabbi technically, he wasn't really friends with the rabbi even, but to have such an effect on a person, just look at the people around us and we could try to have such midos ourselves. Join us next time as we look at the next phrase here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.